Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Do you need glasses? You're squinting.
Weekend! It's there. It's so close. It's Friday.
Is your long distance vision not good?
It's not good.
Are you squinting?
I worry as I get
older.
More
tell
advanced.
The lady. Seasoned. As you seasoned?
As I season.
Yeah.
I think that my eyes might go.
Usually they go for the reading part, right? Not for the long part.
Yeah.
You've never worn glasses?
I never have.
Huh.
But both of my parents do. So,
yeah.
Like, I don't know. Genetically, that doesn't make sense to me.
To see things far away, or you just notice?
Anything. Glasses should be on my face.
Go get bifocals.
According to that math, I should have glasses.
Put it on your calendar for next week, bifocals.
And so I'm just like, I'm looking behind me like, when's it coming? When are the glasses coming to get me?
It'll start sneaking up on you. I'm just starting to enter the world of that menu print is a little tiny.
Boy, they print things.
Why is that printed so small?
If you start saying, why do they print this so small? Why is it so dark and so small?
If you see me take out my phone flashlight at a restaurant.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I've been fighting those days. And they tell you that because I had LASIK a long time ago. They say your near vision goes faster. I don't know why, if it's a side effect or what.
Really?
And knock on everything in this room, that didn't happen. I've been coasting. I've been doing great.
Like, do you think it's harder work?
Probably.
Up close? Yeah.
Could be.
Huh.
Because everything's been now manipulated to work far away, right? Whatever they do to your lens or, yes.
Cornea.
It involves lasers and burning things.
Shooting laser beams.
Involves lasers and a lot of Xanax. You go in feeling okay. And you come out and you can see. That's pretty darn cool.
Amazing.
Yeah. Well, good luck seeing the weekend.
I can almost see it.
Can you see the calendar here?
Flippy. Oh, hey, rabbit.
It's rabbit.
Rabbit.
I have flipped the calendar. It's the first day of a new month. You say rabbit to bring you good luck.
He hath flipped.
It's Friday, the 1st of December. I'm going to put this back.
Like now that it's officially December, it's like game on.
What's the difference from yesterday to today?
Yesterday was November.
Okay.
Now it's December. Like, give me all the lights, give me all the music. I'm ready now.
We were running a few errands for Shannon's biz last night, and I feel like everybody, even though it only was November, people started. It was busy in some stores.
Right?
Yeah. Which felt good.
Yeah.
Local stores along Marion's, a little walkway there. That was nice.
It's lovely.
Yes.
Isn't it this time of year? And there's so many things.
Every tree that needs to be lit for a city is happening today or tomorrow.
This weekend.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what. I was putting together kind of like what people are talking about. What are people going to be doing this weekend? If there is a tree that's not getting lit, like, that's tough. Because
how did you miss the note? There was a memo that went around at the city's conference.
There's a bunch of lighting ceremonies this weekend. This is a good weekend.
We're going to get it in. Our plan is to go. They're going to flip the switch on the Five Seasons lights.
Yeah.
At McGrath, because we've got a dinner just close to that early. So we're probably going to go
Might
down there.
Might as well.
I'll see if I can work my way up to flipping the switch.
I heard they're going to have hot toddies.
That is exactly why we're going.
It's not so much for the lights.
It's for that. Shannon's like, we're already going next week. I said, this version has hot toddies.
Did I mention hot toddies?
Never bury the lead is what I learned there. It goes third in the list of reasons why we're going. I should have put
there.
It at the beginning.
We are so
hot
there.
Toddies.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
And I think this is a really great, like, there's probably it's maybe 50-50 on how you eat a candy cane. What's your approach? You look at the candy cane. Do you start at the straight part or kind of like the curve part of the cane?
Curve part.
You start at the curve?
Yeah.
No.
What do you mean no?
No.
It's not an umbrella.
Why?
Because it's like a lollipop. You start at the big part, which is the top, and the rest of the candy cane is the stick. Why wouldn't you start at the top? That's the top of the candy cane.
To me,
start with the top of the candy cane.
The curve of the candy cane is garbage.
It's the same peppermint that's just bent over.
Yes, in an inconvenient manner.
What do you mean? Just put it in your mouth and suck. The end.
No.
Candy cane.
No, the best part is the straight part because it's like, it's fine. You can make it into kind of like a razor. Then it becomes a shiv that you can poke your siblings with. I don't know.
You can shiv any part of a candy cane if you do it right.
Let that be our quote for the day.
You can shiv any part of a candy cane if you do it right. There.
Good point. Fair point.
Thank you.
Fair point.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
I love this time of year because even like the mundane, like little things that you have to do. I was driving kids around last night and it's like,
mundane driving.
Monday, just driving around. You know, mom Uber over here, just taking wherever you need to be. But it's kind of fun this time of year because everybody's got their holiday lights out.
Yes, you're right.
I love driving around.
And your windshield's like a TV now.
Yes.
What's around the corner?
And it's like, look over there in the distance. You can see like, oh, I've never noticed that. They really stepped it up this year. But there are a couple of houses like in the neighborhood that you know it's going to be a thing. Like every year they put out a big display. So as we were driving home last night, I was like, let's make a little loop and go see some of the faves. And there's one house in a neighborhood that we used to live in, and we lovingly call it SpongeBob's house.
Mm-hmm.
They are way down the block. I never actually like met the people, but they do an incredible Halloween and they do an incredible Christmas display. And it's not like that they put lights on the house. They have more like light up animatronic.
Like you've
things.
Got something in the ground and you've cast a light on it.
Yes.
And
or
then you
it
also
lights
have,
from within.
That's fantastic.
It's not a lot of, you know, a lot of times you'll see the inflatable
yeah.
stuff. They have more like blow mold or like some
oh, the
sort
old
of,
school like snowmen.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a wire creation. They have a mishmash of all types of characters.
But yet it works together.
It's fun because it's so much, right? You've got not just Santa and Frosty. You've got SpongeBob with a hat. Hence, that's why we call it SpongeBob's.
Got it.
And Elmo is there, too. And like all of the kids' favorite characters. And you have to really like sit and look at the house.
Kind of take it in.
Yeah, because somebody will see one character and you're like, where is he? Okay, go over by the candy canes and then over up. It's so fun to just sit and look. So we will go. We will go and we will just sit in front of the home.
Sure.
And I had an awkward incident where we were sitting and we were parked in front of this home and we were looking at stuff and we were trying to explain to Cora, because I saw a SpongeBob. You have to find where SpongeBob is. They never put it in the same spot. And I found it. Then Audrey found it. And Cora still like was really struggling to find where exactly it was. We're trying to explain to her, like, it's over there. If you look up over to the left. And then all of a sudden the garage door on the house opens and the people who live at said home kind of come out. They give us a look like, what are you doing, weirdos? It was so strange. And then I realized like, oh, they want to leave and you're parked in front of their driveway.
You are blocking their driveway.
I was totally blocking their driveway. Move.
Claire,
I was like, what's their problem? You don't put this stuff up without like wanting people to stay. And
that's what I thought you were thinking. Because like, come on, you know, we're going to gawk. You made it. I'm going to gawk at it.
They came out and they're like, you
I guys thought it,
can't
you were in the middle
here.
Of the street. You were in front of their driveway.
I was in front of their driveway.
Oops.
Awkward.
Did you give them an awkward wave?
Just, oh.
Can I just point out to you, you've had two very awkward interactions with fellow humans in the last 3 days.
Oh.
The guy who you thought was a girl on the jogging trail. And now the homeowner.
I am going to try not to be so awkward, bud. I'm going to try to do better.
Offer that up. Okay. One jumbo margarita analysis of How the Grinch Stole Christmas. If the world of Dr. Seuss is a universe, like yeah. there's a Marvel universe and there's a DC universe, there's got to be a Seuss universe. True
Seuss-iverse.
Or false?
Yes.
Seuss-iverse.
Yeah.
Okay. It just dawned on me, and maybe everybody else knew this and I didn't. Who's are very tiny people?
Yeah.
Because Horton hears a who. Right?
Yes.
Here's my scale.
Oh my gosh.
If Horton is a regular size elephant.
Yeah.
And the who's live on the top of basically a dandelion.
Yeah.
Then how small is the Grinch?
Tiny.
This entire time I thought the Grinch was
tiny.
Human size.
Uh-uh.
No, he's super tiny.
He's got to be. Doesn't like.
He has to fit within the microscopic world of the Who people.
And I think if you watch the animated classic, like the 20-minute whatever TV
yes.
made for TV thing, doesn't it end with like it all took place in a snowflake?
I didn't
I
watch
think
it.
The Who's
to
are
the
tiny.
Credits. They are. If the Horton logic holds true.
The
tiny
Grinch is microscopic.
I've never considered that before.
I'm with you on that.
I'm like, super big Grinch, little tiny who's. No, to scale, they're proportionate. So, there. I believe that'll be a fun conversation for your family this weekend.
Yes.
The size of the Grinch, not as big as you thought. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst has Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky to thank. He performed the Heimlich maneuver on her. She was choking on a piece of food during a luncheon yesterday.
Oh my gosh.
This is a closed-door luncheon at the Capitol. Everything's fine. She tweeted about it later and was seen walking the halls. It was just a moment of, I'm sure, sheer terror and panic.
That's scary.
We've all had that moment where like, ugh. And then luckily, I've not had to worry beyond that.
Huh.
It cleared itself out.
Yeah.
Lynn County residents can now see the locations of Lynn County snow plows during snow events. A new online program uses AVL, Automated Vehicle Location.
Wow.
Technology to provide locations of snow plows on Lynn County's secondary roads. The Track a Plow website is updated about every 5 minutes. A link to the webpage available at lynncountyiowa.gov.
Bet they wish they had names for those plows.
I do. Because it's just going to be, there's plow number four. That's not as fun.
If you want plows with names, you head over to North Liberty.
Snowmageddon would be awesome.
Yeah.
The Plowinator. Maybe next year.
Think about it.
Not one, not two. Three, feeling all right.
What's happening?
What did I promise you? Dogs, deers, and holiday cheers?
Yeah.
Okay. Dog first. Guy in Austin, Texas named Joe Rotunda. I just love the name.
That's fun.
Recently lost his dog, Fred, after 13 years.
Not so fun.
Decided to adopt again. Had his eye on a dog named Alva. Looked like a pit mix based on the photo I saw. The problem, though, is Alva suffers from something called wobbler syndrome. She's not good at walking.
What?
She just has bad balance.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know what that is. It could be neurological. But so she's very self-defensive. Growls at everybody. That's why nobody's adopting her. Because
Aww.
She's scared. He went to see her every day for 2 months to form a bond. Just did the adoption papers a couple weeks ago.
And he bonded?
Bonded. Alva is now Joe's new dog.
Aww.
Deer story. Firefighters in Minnesota crawled onto a frozen lake to save a deer that fell through the ice. It was a buck. In the video, it looks like one of the hooves poked through. It couldn't get its hoof out, so it just laid down as animals in nature do.
Oh my gosh.
Firefighters tied ropes to themselves in case they fell through. They managed to save the deer and it ran off into the woods.
Wow.
A-okay. And holiday cheer, the town of Chelmsford, Massachusetts, near Boston, is offering free rides to anybody who drinks too much during the holidays. They've been doing this for 8 years.
What?
It's called Tow Drunk to Drive. They pick you up in a tow truck and tow your car home and drive you home.
So they take away the awkward, I got to go find my car the next day
thing? Yes.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
That's very cool.
Dog, deer, holiday cheer, feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Okay.
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 Let's right the ship.
Let's get serious.
Straight ahead, Captain.
Kelly Clarkson and her ex-husband, Brandon Blackstock, still going through the divorce. I mean, it's been settled. And we know, you know, this is what you own and that's what you own. But apparently, as we examine some back files, there's been some discrepancies found. Her ex-husband, Brandon Blackstock, was her manager for a time during their marriage. And if we go through some of those files, it looks like he owes her some money because he unlawfully handled some finances when he was her manager. He was paid a commission for different deals. He got like $1.9 million for her contract with The Voice, and then he got $450,000 for her collaboration with Wayfair. But the contracts he made with her as her talent agent, not with him. It was he was her manager, not the talent agent.
Interesting.
So he took the money and he should not have. So
what
now
does he got to pay back?
Owes her $2.6 million.
Get out of here.
Cash or check.
You take Bitcoin? Wasn't he begging to live on the ranch in Montana?
He was squatting, yes.
I don't think he has it.
I don't think you're going to see it, but I appreciate that somebody went back through and said, hey, Brandon, you paid yourself and you should not have. I don't think you should do that.
Better pay her back.
That's a lot of money.
That hurts.
That hurts a lot of it. This is just nice to hear. We were a little bit concerned, I guess, that Beyonce showed up for Taylor Swift at the premiere of her concert film. And then Beyonce's Renaissance concert premiere in the United States last weekend. No Taylor Swift. Well, she's busy. She's on tour.
She was at work.
Her tour has paused and she has a little bit of time. So she flew across the pond to London.
Well, that's great. She can make another one.
Yeah. Beyonce walked the red carpet.
Hey!
Along with Blue Ivy, and Taylor Swift was there too. Taylor Swift, of course, got the memo. Wear silver, bling it out. It was kind of the look.
Yes.
She showed up and she was there to support Beyonce. Taylor's Eras Tour film, by the way, has surpassed the $250 million mark.
Wow.
Globally. Beyonce's film, going into it, this is going to drop today. It has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes score.
That's fantastic and hard to achieve.
Very hard to achieve. I'm fascinated because she also, it looks like her concert film has some behind the scenes stuff in addition to.
Which is what I think a lot of people wanted with Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift's was all just what you saw on stage. So this will give you a little bit of an on-stage experience and a behind the scenes, the making of too. So that's exciting. All right. We know the conservatorship of Britney Spears is over. Her family isn't able to siphon cash as easily as they once were.
Share in the bounty.
Oh, so much bounty, right? TMZ caught up with Lynn Spears, Britney's mom, and they caught up with her at a Dollar General.
Of course. What?
A Dollar General in her hometown of Kentwood, Louisiana, which, to be fair, maybe she was always a DG gal. Don't know. Of course, she was there in her white Mercedes with her designer bag.
Okay, shopping but Dollar General.
Shopping at Dollar General. They were just wondering if maybe times are a little bit tough. There's been some rumors that the Spears family is having some financial issues these days. They've been selling some of Britney's belongings to just keep themselves in good financial graces.
A life they've become accustomed to.
Yes, they have become accustomed to a certain lifestyle.
Yes.
Not enjoying that same lifestyle. According to TMZ.
Did she confirm or deny? They just caught up with her and she just kind of ignore?
She has denied all those claims. She denies everything, but gotcha.
Gotcha shopping.
Gotcha shopping.
You just named two items they could sell for some money, the car and the bag.
But if they need her mom's. I think the Britney stuff is going to be...
That's going to collect more.
More of a collector's item.
Yeah.
Then I
But if it gets worse, like if you're down to just having canned soup every day, like I got canned soup, but I'm going to go pick it up in the Mercedes. Gee, I wonder where you could get some money.
That's great financial advice.
Just thinking out loud.
No, you are good. You are very good.
I'm here to help. I am here to help.
That's what we like to call.
Z's Sleaze.
Guess who? It's me again. And we're ready for another set of messages from the Morning Scramble Santa line. Geraldo, I think we should start with Evelyn.
Hello, Santa. This is Evelyn. For Christmas, I want a pet hamster. Have a great year. Hope the reindeers are going good. Bye-bye.
Why, hello, Evelyn. The reindeer and everyone here at the North Pole are doing quite well. Thank you for asking. So, you'd like a hamster for Christmas. Better than a hippopotamus, that's for sure. Just remember, when you ask for a pet for Christmas, you're promising that you'll love and care for the pet for years and years to come. It takes a lot of responsibility. You'll be in charge of all the feeding and cleaning. The good news is, hamsters are much easier to care for than hippos. Let me check with the adults, but know that I've written down your wish. Geraldo, I think we have another message from the same family. Is Charlie's message ready?
Hi, Santa. This is Charlie. I want a toy baby and a toy house and a toy grandpa and a toy LOL. I love you.
Oh, Charlie, your message just melted my heart. I love you, too. What fun toys on your Christmas list. LOL dolls and Barbies make such wonderful friends. Just think of all the great adventures you'll have. Anywhere your imagination will take you. Promise to be good, for goodness sake. And leave an extra cookie for me and some carrots for the reindeer. On second thought, I take that back about the extra cookie for me. Mrs. Claus will get mad. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. Now, which one of you put a lump of coal in my boot this morning? That was not funny. La, 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 la,
la, la, la. Give Kris Kringle a jingle with the Morning Scramble Santa line.
Thanks to her team and Stalker Jewelers.
Just click uploads on the Z102.9 app. Record your little one, send it to us, and we'll take it from there.
Happy holidays from Z102.9.
Slide rulers rule. It's time for Nerd News on
Z102.9. Week number 48 of the calendar year 2023. I believe we're in the Gregorian calendar era of our timekeeping system.
We're in our Gregorian era.
It will be for the end of time. Broadcasting from an elevation van. Guys, let's make bracelets. And I'm going to release very specific Gregorian era t-shirts.
I can't wait to get one.
It'll be all the rage. Then I'm going to have a tour, and then I'm going to make a movie about my tour. The Gregorian era.
It's the Gregorian era.
Elevation 40 feet above sea level. Latitude of 41.88 degrees north and longitude of 91.72 degrees west. Please put your hands together for Nerd News. Okay.
Just me.
While Claire thinks I am the oldest living land animal.
Ba-da-tsh.
This animal is... I'll let you guess. 191 years old, 201 years old, or 211 years old?
Say my options again.
191.
191.
201 or 211?
201.
201 is a little high.
Dang it.
The world's oldest living land animal, a tortoise named Jonathan, celebrated his 191st birthday on the island of St. Helena in the South Atlantic Ocean. Jonathan is at least 191. They think he's a little older. What?
I just love that his name, and his name is Jonathan.
He was brought to the island in 1882.
What?
And someone, or multiple people, because he's outlived a lot of them.
Jonathan.
Has to keep Jonathan going. Huge tortoise. He's at least 191, and they think he's older than that. He is of a species that typically expires at around 150. So they're also a little amazed that he's still alive.
Well, he's Jonathan.
He's Jonathan. Jonathan just kind of moseys around the grounds of the governor's residence. He's kind of like the lions of Brucemore.
Wow.
But it's Jonathan of St. Helena Island. Happy 191st birthday to you, whew, Jonathan. Researchers at the University of Chicago have discovered a six-planet solar system in which the planets circle the star, their sun, in a rhythmic beat that is so precise, you can set a metronome to it.
Whoa.
The star, the planet circle, has been identified as HD110067. Let's give it a name next time. It's about 100 light years away. Scientists say the planets share a tight gravitational formation, so they're all kind of pulling each other together. And they've been moving in the same rhythm for billions of years.
Wow.
I know, it's fascinating. Researchers plan to study the solar system to see if it sheds light on the formation of ours. But I bet the residents of that solar system have great rhythm.
Like a hula hoop.
One would think. It's a hula hoop that has not stopped going. Okay, I wish I had this story back at Halloween. It's perfect for Halloween. But I just got it yesterday. A Texas researcher says witch bottles, W-I-T-C-H, witch bottles of unknown origin have been washing up on the beaches along the Gulf of Mexico in Texas for the last couple of years.
I'm scared to ask, but what exactly is a witch bottle?
Glad you're asking. A witch bottle dates back to the 16th and 17th centuries. These are old. When people who believed that they were cursed or had a spell on them would fill the bottle with either personal items, hair, fingernail clippings, or iron nails. Not, what were you thinking?
I thought that...
What were you thinking?
I thought that the bottle was used as a weight.
As a weight?
I don't know. I thought that... Like,
attached to the person who was
cursed? Yeah, because you know they were always like, let's see if she sinks.
Oh, I see what you're saying. No, so let's say like, oh, Claire, you clearly, because of science, probably had a disease. But in the 15th century, 16th century, we think you've been cursed. So the magic was, give me some of your hair and your fingernail clip and we'll cast it to the ocean and you'll be cured. So these things have just been floating around the ocean for eons. Now, here's what I love about this story. The researchers will look at the bottle and see what's inside. They refuse to open it.
Good call, guys.
Because if it does have a curse in it, they don't want to let it out.
No. I thought it was a disease. You're scientists.
They would know better. But don't you want to be safe than sorry on this one, too?
Come on. Meta-science.
You'd open it. You were afraid of what a witch bottle was. I just told you.
We just explained what it was. And they weren't cursed. They were sick.
Well, we don't know.
Come on,
there could
guys.
Have been witchcraft back then.
Meta-science. People in lab coats are like, I don't want to get cursed. Come on.
They don't know where they're coming from, though. That's a little spooky.
This is all very ooky.
I know it's ooky. Would it have been great for Halloween?
That would have been great.
Yeah.
I appreciate it now.
Come back to these exact coordinates next week, nerds, for Nerd News on Z102.9.
A show where the tubas are taking over the second half and Claire, for the first time ever, is playing bass drum. What could go wrong? Band, are you ready? Hey, announcer's name, how's it going?
Good, sir.
He's ready to go. All right. Watch me wave the baton, Ron. Here we go.
Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Halftime. Under the baton of Director of Bands, Danson, John Phillips, Sousa Hansen. With musical director Greg Young, West Music presents the Z102.9 Marching Band. The last time the Iowa football team faced Michigan in the Big Ten Championship was in 2021. Iowa lost 42-3, and that was with a pretty good offense that averaged, wait for the irony, over 25 points per game that year. So, for the sake of your sanity, Hawk fans, don't let this one game define your entire weekend. You'll probably end up disappointed. Sure, there's a chance, about 8% or less if you ask the experts, but it really looks like the Iowa football team may put the nap in Indianapolis if they can't muster enough points. So, what else? Where can you find some weekend wonderment? Well, take your pick. From peppermint sticks to peppermint schnapps, from holiday lights to getting lit, there's plenty going on around our area. Speaking of getting lit, 'tis the season to get all the trees and lights and miniature Christmas villages going in my Mojo Dojo Casa house. That's right, I fancy myself quite the light decorator. In fact, there's a long line of announcers' names known up and down the streets of Sheboygan for our creative light displays. We never met a power strip we didn't own. In fact, that's how I got my nickname, the stripper. The one thing you must have on your calendar this weekend, and it won't conflict with the football game, is the chance to see approximately 28% of the Z102.9 Marching Band play live tonight, December 1st. Band, if you could give me something stirring as I pump up the listening audience for Holiday Tubas. Holiday Tubas will be caroling in Czech Village for all to hear. Young and old alike are invited to the near vicinity of the Czech Village Band Shell tonight, Friday, December 1st. Starting at 6:30 p.m. to enjoy your favorite holiday songs, as only one can when played by tubas. Their performance is just more filling in an already full collage of Czech holiday traditions planned for Friday night. St. Nicholas will be there to greet children, accompanied by an angel and a devil. Yeah, I don't get it either, so don't ask. There's also a tree lighting ceremony before our low brass takes the grass. You won't want to miss this. It's a holiday tradition that your family will remember for at least a day or two, but will cherish forever. Because when you want to hear jingle bells with a lot of bottom, this band's got them. Don't miss Holiday Tubas. In fact, as a special treat, a little peek into the stocking, if you will. Please enjoy a taste of tonight's performance right now. Holiday Tubas, hope you're ready to take it away. The Z102.9 Marching Band presented by West Music. This is announcer's name saying enjoy the second half and go Hawkeyes!
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble Podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.